Wishing you a lovely Tuesday and welcome to today's Deep Teaching. Also wishing you a lovely March. Today is the 1st of March and I hope it is a really good month ahead for you. And also welcome to the last week of your teachings for this month's topic on inner child healing. I just want to say thank you so much to all of you who have contacted me, who have sent me, you know, big insights and realizations that you've had and been really open with sharing those with me. I always appreciate it. I know some of you contact me privately through text or email and always nearly apologize for getting in touch about something you want to share. Never feel like that. I always love to hear how you're getting on and to support you in the insights that you're having. But also it's important for me to know that you are getting on with these topics and they are having an impact on you. So never, ever, ever feel like you can't share anything with me. I always am here to welcome that. But just for really embracing this topic as well. And I feel that we have done a lot this month and we did a lot last month in the valuing ourselves piece. So next month, as we start onto a new topic next Tuesday, the 8th of March, we're going to be going into a lighter energy, more high vibrational space as we focus on our career, hobbies and passions. So whether you want to improve, make changes or tweak some energy to do with your career, whether you want to start engaging in hobbies, those extracurricular activities that you always put off, learning something new, studying something, creating something, or your passions, finding what your passion in life is, and starting to really go after that. That is what our month next month is going to be about. And I'm really excited because it's going to be high energy because we're going to be focusing on things we really like. We're going to let go of having to heal ourselves and like keep digging deep. We need a break from that, I think, at the moment. And particularly with what's going on globally right now, which can bring a lot of anxiety to all of us in different levels. I think it's very important for us to come out of a heavy energy. And when difficult things like this are going on, we need to be aware of what's going on. We need to connect and, you know, keep an awareness of what is happening globally. But it's also very important for us to keep connecting to ourselves. And one of the best ways to do that is through keeping a light energy where is possible. It's not always possible, but we can make it possible in some places. So, talking about high vibrational energy, today's teaching is about that as well. So I had a memory come to mind literally out of nowhere last week. Well, perhaps there's a link because it is to do with inner child stuff, but I hadn't actually remembered this thing since it actually happened when I was about probably about 14 or 15. And I must ask my own mum about it. But I remember going to my granny's house and she had a doll, like a child's doll. And she had the doll and was just sitting on the sofa or whatever. Grand, not creepy or anything like that. And, you know, like some older dolls can have a weird look about them. But anyway, this is a lovely, pleasant doll. And I remember leaving the house and asking my mum why, you know, my granny had a doll in her sitting room, just randomly. And she explained it to me. And I'm sure, like, I wouldn't have really understood fully. But I obviously took it in because it's stored in a memory here. Where she was doing work around her childhood and they were asked to get something that they hadn't been able to have in their childhood that they always really wanted and to bring it into their life now as an adult. So my granny probably was 70 at the time and she got this doll. So obviously in her childhood she hadn't had a nice doll or a doll of her own or a doll at all, I'm not sure, and had this. And it really got me thinking when this memory just popped in about how we can start to bring things into our life from our childhood that perhaps we just weren't able to have, you know. So for me, it's funny because, and I think this was the reason I popped back in, I've created a lovely desk space in where I work in my office at home. And over the last few years, like I love pink, I get lovely, you know, all my notebooks are pink, my pens are pink, I have a little pink pencil case. I like really like, you know, post-its. I like all of these kind of things. And I was looking at my desk and I was going, God, I would have loved if I'd had a desk like that when I was really young. Everything was just really neat and really tidy. Now, I did have a desk when I was young and I did have pens and all these different things, but they were never always exactly what I had wanted, you know. And I think it's different times as well, because like back then, well, for me in the early 80s, being a child, like these things were not as readily available as they are now, you know. So we wouldn't have had access to pink pens and things like that, you know. So I just thought to myself, God, that's something I would have really liked. And that is where that memory came back. So what I would love you to think about is something perhaps from your childhood, whether it was a toy or a notebook or a desk or a piece of, like, you know, artwork, or like something that you really wanted, a tennis racket. I don't know. I remember always really wanting a pink tennis racket, and I got one when I was 7, and it was like the best thing ever. I'd wanted it for years. Do you know, these things that we really wanted. And I think we're living in a world where things are so accessible. We get things very quickly. Most children, not saying they get everything they want, but, you know, they have access readily to things, more so than we probably would have had. So, you know, it's about also bringing that energy in as well of, like, what was one thing you really wanted that maybe you could bring into your life now, that you'll use, you know, and that you'll get some enjoyment out of. So I want you to think about that, because, again, this is really nourishing that side of yourself, bringing in a playful energy and doing something nice for yourself as well. So that is literally it for the teaching for today. Our last one will be on Thursday, and I'll look forward to talking to you then. And also just to say thanks to all of you who entered the colouring competition from last Thursday. I have a lovely prize of essential oils, two lovely essential oils. I was trying to think what I could pick that would be you know, nice and something for yourself. So that's what I've picked, two essential oils. So I will be texting the person who has won the colouring competition later today, and I will post those out to you during the week. So have a great Tuesday, and I'll talk to you soon.